There you
There
go.
it is. Awesome.
Am I there? Yes.
Yes. There's the
How you doing?
legend.
There I am.
The legend. We are not worthy. Thank you,
Take it
McMars, for
easy. Take
taking the time.
it easy. Take it easy. Hey, everybody, this is Mick Mars, and we're talking rock with Dave and Shane.
When you look at where technology is now with music, AI, and everything, I mean, does it blow your mind? Just, I mean, how you've seen technology evolve as a guitarist, all the way up to where it is now, and does it make you a little bit nervous where some of it's going? A lot of musicians say, you don't want to lose that heart and soul of musicianship, to technology. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Exactly right. You're exactly right. It's I think I feel I'm guessing that a lot of the feeling is kind of like being lost somewhere in the mix, and like me being like really old school guys, like I believe in melodies, melodic, that kind of stuff. And it seems to me that a lot of, I mean, is going like, faster I play, the better, and that kind of stuff. But then again, to step back and listen to like what Bach, Beethoven, those guys were doing, if we would have stayed there, that's where we'd have stayed,
Yeah.
So with my
Yeah.
generation of playing, it's like I have this. These guys over here that's coming up and coming, that's their gig,
Yeah.
They'll probably be asked the
Yeah.
same question when they're my age, what I mean? They'll be going, oh, the kids are going all crazy.
They'll be recording music in spaceships or something
Yeah, I know, that'd be cool, huh?
like
Hey, what's this sound like? Let's blow up a rocket. Boom! That's right. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, Mick, we lost Randy Rhoads in 1982. He would have been 67 yesterday. I kind of look, you guys were like from that same generation. Do you have any fond memories of Randy from back in the day? Were you guys, did you know each other? That whole scene, the Strip, LA?
I went to Randy and I didn't know each other, but I went to see him a few times at Starwood when he was with Quiet Riot, right before Ozzy stole Rudy and Randy. Quiet Riot, and I saw him a couple times. Like, God, that kid's really, really a good player, and so I went to see him a couple of times, and I wasn't surprised that he got there with Ozzy, but it was cool to see that, But again, with like Eddie Van Halen was running around at that time too, and Ed and I go way, way back to memories when he was like 19 years old, and we played a lot of them, and Ed and I were like not close pals or anything, but we knew each other, and we'd like, goof around and tell jokes and that kind of stuff, and that was a blast, So yeah, a few of the guys, that I fully respect, and during that time, there's always the,
Do you think there will be? I know Sammy's doing the tribute to Eddie Van Halen. There's been talk about, different guitar players, Joe Satriani. Would you want to come out and, do something? I know Sammy said he was open to, a lot of guitar players coming out to do something. I mean, what do you think? And what do you think of, the fact that there hasn't really been a tribute for Eddie for a few years now?
I'm not trying to be a butt, okay? No, yeah, ever duplicate him. No one, And I mean, look how many people are, trying to imitate Jimmy after all these years. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
You can hit the notes, but you know what? The hands, you feel the way that you connect with your guitar or whatever instrument that it is you're playing is different. When you get somebody as good as Satriani that goes like, I can't play this lick, with an Eddie lick, it's like, it's hard. How do you do? well, he's Eddie Van Halen, you know, or he's Randy Rose, dude. You never copy it. You can mimic it, but not copy it. So that's the way I feel it, you know, and stuff. If you can stand behind a curtain, you can certainly tell who's who. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the truth.
If that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. No, it does. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Sometimes my brain goes,
no, it makes total sense. Yeah.
were those guys, they were major inspirations to you when you were evolving from blues into metal, right? Those kind of players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I listened to a lot of stuff. You know, I had, like I said, the Beatles, you know, and then I was like heavily into blues and, you know, Motown. All sorts of stuff like that. You know, it's like Wicked Pickett and all those guys. That was Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
Jimi Hendrix was playing with Wilson Pickett back then.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. You know, and I was like going, yeah, I'm like really liking this stuff, you know, and just graduating. And I went and I go and discover another music, King Crimson, you know, that aggressive stuff. And Gentle Giant. And then Yes came along. That was pretty commercial progressive, though, you know, because they got on the radio. I didn't ever hear any Gentle Giant on the radio.
No, you don't.
You know, you know, so I had a friend of mine introduced me to, you know, to their music. I was going, what? You know, so it was kind of cool to learn that stuff, different approaches and stuff. I'm going, wow, this is a lot of different things, you know.
Hi, everybody. This is Rob Halford.
The Rudy Sergeant.
Hey there, this is Steve Hackett.
You folks are just recovering a triumph.
And we're talking rock with Dave and Shane. Hey!
Yeah!